This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Yeehaw! First story coming to you from Global News, written by Sam Thompson. Winnipeg law courts get accessibility upgrades. Renovations to Winnipeg's law courts building are complete, and the main entrance is reopened to the public with more physical accessibility features. Justice Minister Cameron Friesen says the renos include a new entrance vestibule, a barrier-free universal washroom, a scooter-sized lift, and a barrier-free upgrade to public areas. And that's it. That's all the details that they have there. Kind of strikes me as the bare minimum. I'm going to acknowledge to you that it's really important that people with disabilities are able to access court facilities. Hugely, hugely important. But you know what I think is missing here? They're only talking about public-facing areas. What about people with disabilities who might want to work inside the law system in this building that are still not having these resources given to them? So we can talk about saying, okay, we've got this front-facing vestibule and a bathroom available for you now, and you can now get into your court date. But there's so much more that goes into making your courthouses accessible. And we know that when the National Arts Centre underwent a major renovation a couple of years ago in the Ottawa area, they said, let's look at everything. Let's make this entire building more accessible. Not just, hey, let's add one or two things and say, we've gone above and beyond. Nah, you've done the bare minimum. So I read the story to you just so I could rant a little bit. The other story I want to share with you comes from the Wall Street Journal, written by Anne-Marie Alcantara. MasterCard introduces accessible card design for blind users. MasterCard Inc. is introducing a new card for people who are blind and have vision impairment. Different varieties of the card, which will become available in 2022, will use physical notches to help people use touch to distinguish among them and discern the correct way to insert them into scanning machines. The debit card will have a square-like notch, the credit card will have a rounded notch, and the prepaid card will have a triangular one. Some banks and other card issuers already offer designs with a notch on the side and other features. Barclays PLC provides a notched debit card, for example, with a bright stripe and arrow to indicate which way to insert the card. MasterCard worked with the Royal National Institute for the Blind in the UK and the nonprofit Vision Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired in the US to discover pain points in existing cards, according to the company. So again, seems like a good idea, but I don't think it necessarily covers all the ways in which the spaces are inaccessible. And I think that the cards themselves, a lot of people in the community for years have figured out their own adaptations on the fly. The thing that we're worried about now is payment terminals, right? You can tell me that the scanning operation is this or that. The fact is, we need to make sure the screens that are being used and the keypads that are being used and all these new ones that are being rolled out, that's where the accessibility needs to come into play, not necessarily into the cards themselves. So there's Dave being a little bit of a cynic for you here on a Thursday morning. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.